So I hang out in a park with my kids, and there's a skateboard park there. It's very cool to watch these kids and adults. I mean, less cool to watch the adults. You know, I'm like, get a life, mate. Get a life, pedo. I'm only joking, obviously. It's very cool. These are cool cats. Cooler than a guy in his 40s describing people as cool cats. But they are. They're cool cats. And what's great about the skate park is it's very orderly. It's very orderly. You know, it's eyes will be shared, and then it's your turn, and the other person will wait. Very polite. You know when it's your turn. You know when it's vaguely your turn, and off you go. You know, the complete opposite of society right there, where the concept of your turn does not exist anymore. Because these kids, when they get off the skate park, they forget about the law of the skate park, don't they? That you just wait for your turn, and everyone wants everything now. And I question whether I'm just old now, looking at the world through old eyes and thinking, well, things were better when I was young. The world was better. Well, kind of was. I'm not saying before I was born it wasn't awful. The Second World War, I think, proved that some people used to be completely awful. On a grand scale. And yes, there have been wars in my time, but they've been very localised, haven't they? I think I've lived in the sweet spot in history. You know? But as I get older, I look around the world and I think, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And the problem is now, of course, Hitler was a menace, wasn't he? He was a menace. Because he wanted everything, didn't he? But in many ways, he was just ahead of his time, because now every fucker in the world wants everything. Every young person is taught they can have it all. Yeah. Myself, and particularly my parents, they were taught to be happy with fuck all. We didn't even know we had fuck all. We were all just fighting over a little more than fuck all. Now everyone wants everything. They want to have all the beef, kill all the fish in all the seas, melt all the ice caps, burn all the fossil fuels. Yes, there are the exceptions who want none of these things, but the majority of kids, little Hitlers. They want everything, whatever the price. And the problem, of course, is, Do you remember how many resources were wasted and people had to die to deal with one Hitler? Millions had to die. One Hitler. Millions died. Now the majority of the world are little Hitlers, ready to ride roughshod over countries and people to get what they want, never waiting for their turn. Their turn is always now. Well, watch, little Hitlers. Watch what happens in the skate park when all the kids and cool cats want it all right now, want their turn right now. Watch as everyone spins down onto the track, looking for immediate fun. What's there gonna be? What's there gonna be? Crash after crash after crash. There is no fun. And look up. What's that? There's a cocky looking twat, tutting by the sidelines, saying, I told you so. And you know who that is? It looks like Nathan Cassidy, doesn't it? Well, it is in a way. But in another way, it's God. I stand like God on the edge of a global catastrophe, knowing it's too late. Knowing that I have to turn vegan, but knowing it's not enough. So I'll just have a bit of bacon every so often because it's fucking delicious. I know it's too late now. God stopped keeping score. He's left it to me. And all I can see is imminent. and catastrophic loss. This skate park, very sadly now, is a total fucking shit show. So what do? I'll tell you what we do. We get on a pair of skates. Skates. Or a skateboard. And get down the local skate park. Maybe. Maybe we can start again. Maybe. If we all obey the rules of the skate park, it's not too late. After all. That's a love to you.